From NPR News in Washington, I'm Carol Van Dam. The 17-year-old ban on gays serving openly in the military called Don't Ask, Don't Tell is about to be repealed. As NPR's David Weller reports, the Senate has voted to abolish the congressionally mandated policy.
By a resounding bipartisan vote of 65-31, the Senate approved a path to ending the policy that's forced more than 13,000 gay service members out of the military. Eight Republicans crossed the aisle to vote with Democrats to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell. Joe Solomonese heads the gay rights advocacy group Human Rights Campaign and hailed that outcome at the Capitol.
Today, the federal government recognized that all men and women have the right to openly serve the country they believe in, that it doesn't matter who you are or who you love, you are not a second-class citizen any longer.
But before the repeal can be implemented, a possibly lengthy process of certification will have to be carried out, followed by a 60-day mandatory wait for congressional review. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.
Advocates of the policy are predicting the repeal will divide and weaken the U.S. military. Conservative groups say the Senate vote does not reflect how most members serving in the armed forces feel about the ban. The Massachusetts Family Institute says Republicans who voted for the repeal broke a promise they made not to abolish the law until the federal budget was resolved. Advocates are praising the vote as a civil rights milestone. In Afghanistan, suicide bombers killed at least four members of a security team at an army recruitment center in the northern part of the country, according to officials there. A deputy governor in Kunduz province says the attackers rushed the facility Sunday morning and at least one detonated his explosives. Some powerful storms are rolling through California with heavy rain pounding Los Angeles and surrounding areas. Corey Moore reports forecasters are warning that flooding in parts of Southern California could trigger mudslides.
Forecasters say the storm looks like the largest Southern California has seen in about 10 years. They expect several inches of rain along the coast and valleys and 5 to 10 inches in the foothills and mountain areas. Stuart Cito with the National Weather Service says the center has issued a flood watch for some areas, and he says officials are warning of potential mudslides.
Once they get rains, especially rains in a large amount, the tendency is that soil with nothing to hold it back, you know, like a dam or, you know, different things, soil will just start running off.
This weekend is just the beginning. Forecasters expect more rain to roll through Southern California Tuesday or Wednesday with an additional 5 to 10 inches. For NPR News, I'm Corey Moore in Los Angeles.
Heavy snow is causing travel headaches for tens of thousands of Europeans. Blizzard conditions and freezing temperatures have shut down airport runways and trains across the continent. Airports in England, France, Germany, and Spain say there will likely be delays on Sunday as well. This is NPR News. Rescuers in Bangladesh say at least 37 people were killed when a boat overloaded with passengers capsized on a river in northeastern Bangladesh. Officials say the boat was carrying about 80 people when it collided with a cargo vessel that was stuck in the sand at night on the River Surma. Some survivors swam to shore. More bodies are expected to be recovered on Sunday. A Massachusetts family is calling on the Ford Motor Company to step up its efforts to publicize the recall of some of its Windstar models. Monica Brady-Myroff of member station WBUR in Boston has the story.
Sean Bowman, a 28-year-old Coast Guard veteran and father of two, died in October when the rear axle of his 2001 Ford Windstar minivan snapped in half, causing him to crash. Several days later, his family received a recall notice from Ford about the axle problem. Now his wife, Justine Bowman, says it's time for the auto company to make this recall more public.
They've done this recall very, very quietly, so people don't know the severity of what can happen. Not only are these a danger to the people driving them, but they're a danger to everybody else on the road.
Ford says the rear axle can corrode and crack in cold weather states that salt their roads. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, only 75,000 Windstar vans have been brought in for inspection. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady-Myrov in Boston.
In Alaska, where the temperature was just below zero, some 800 people jumped into an icy lake, all in the name of charity. The annual Polar Plunge helps raise money for the Special Olympics. Emergency medical personnel were on hand, but organizers say everyone emerged from the water freezing, but okay. I'm Carol Van Dam, NPR News.